The Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Morena Troy, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am very well. You've brought some very nice looking records in today.
Yes, shall I show you one that we're not going to play?
Oh yeah, go on then.
Might as well. Look at this. They've remember a couple of years ago, Corangbin did a Christmas 7-inch.
I do remember.
Covering
Tess is losing her mind.
Covering Vince Guaraldi. Well, look what the 2020 edition of it looks like.
You're just going to put that one straight in your bag, are you, Tess?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah. I may as well.
What's it got on there, Tess?
This one has got Christmas Time Is Here and then Christmas Time Is Here on the B-side, the version Mary version.
Nice.
Can you look
nice.
At the front artwork again? Tell me what's different.
Oh, the front art. If anyone knows this record, which I'm sure you've seen it before, it's got the green sky with the dots and then a snowy ground and then Corangbin playing their instruments. But this time they're wearing masks because of COVID.
Coronavirus.
And they look like they're socially distanced, I'd say. Yeah, if you put that into perspective, like into full
They were that socially distanced on the other one as well, but I see what you're saying.
It is a cartoon.
Yes,
for anyone who hasn't seen it, and it's got Christmas trees around it.
It's very cute.
But this track's not on this 7-inch. This is just a Christmas.
No, this isn't a Christmas one we're hearing.
No, but this 7-inch is just
one.
A Christmas one.
Just a special little Christmas
thing. You can buy it separately.
Yeah.
This looks cool. Tess is going to take that one with her. She's literally put it to the side. What have you brought us, though, beautiful Corangbin record?
Yeah, well, this one here, this is a exclusive brand new track from Corangbin, right?
Yeah.
And some of you are going to be recognising what this is a cover of. And this, of course, is a cover of Cool and the Gang.
Summer Madness.
Yeah, from what record was that from?
Well, now you're stretching my brain.
Light of the World, I think.
Oh, yep.
1974, there you go. So anyway, why are Corangbin covering Cool and the Gang? Well, the answer is this. Tomorrow, the new edition of Late Night Tales comes out. It is the Corangbin edition of Late Night Tales, and I was just telling Rachel just a moment ago.
You said it's the best one, you think?
I do think it's the best Late Night Tales.
The best Late Night Tales. That's a huge call because they generally put out pretty good stuff.
Yeah, after nearly 20 years they've been doing
them. Far out.
This is the one that I've thought was the most exciting.
The top tier.
Yeah, and partly because, you know, a lot of my other favourite late night tales, like the Nils Fram one, it creates a particular mood.
Yeah.
This one here, even though it like sticks to the late night remit, oh, this is what we'd play at a late night thing in our house. To me, it doesn't sound like they've gone out to create a particular vibe between the songs.
Got
it's like a cracking collection of stuff from all over the world.
That's so cool. So what else have we got on here?
Let's see if you recognise any.
I honestly don't.
No, see, that's great for a start, isn't it?
I'm like scanning and I don't see a single name on here I recognise, except for Corangbin themselves.
There's a couple from Japan, there's one from Vietnam, there's two Nigerian ones, I think. But anyway, it's the whole record is great. We've been listening to it at Southbound in the office and boy...
Oh, there is some Alice Coltrane. That's the one name I recognise on there.
Well, actually, who's Alice with? You'll recognise that name as well.
Diva Dip, Carlos, Santana, and Turia.
Right, so...
I don't actually recognise those names.
Carlos Santana.
Oh, it's Carlos Santana. There's no commas on this, so it's quite confusing. Unless you know, you just sort of have to guess.
Santana and Alice Coltrane did like a devotional album together.
Okay, so.
It's really good.
I like this band is called Justine and the Victorian Punks.
Yeah.
It's a good name.
I don't know. Didn't know them before this. It's pretty good. But you can hear on this now, like, Corangbin, they haven't added anything in there. But, of course, the main melody line in the Cool and the Gang one is played on a synthesizer.
Right.
Corangbin had to make do and just do it on the guitar.
I quite like the some quote about Corangbin where they say, it's a festival where the palm trees can be heard. That is true. That is very much sort of summing up the vibe.
I think that's a lyric on one of the tunes on this
record. It must be, yeah. So this is Late Night Tales, the Corangbin edition.
Yeah, worldwide, it's out tomorrow.
And as you just mentioned, there's also little 7-inch, unrelated except for the fact that it's Corangbin.
And it's Christmas.
And it's festive.
And it's Vince Guaraldi.
Excellent stuff.
Now, here's what you've been excited about, Rachel. Do you want to hear this now?
Yes, I do.
Hit it. Oh,
this is cool. I don't know this group, but Troy promised me I'd like it. And you're not wrong, Troy.
Now, some people are going to recognise this one straight off.
So this is the Juicy Fruits?
Yeah. From 1980 and from Japan.
It's on a record called Tokyo Dreaming from We Want Sounds.
Yes. So this was a kind of a new wave in Japanese pop right here, where it was like electronics merged into it. The Juicy Fruits, this band, was pretty much led by Ilya, the singer.
Okay.
And she played guitar as well. She played guitar and sang and had like a spiky punk rock haircut.
Very cool.
Yeah. But this tune, which is Jenny Gets Angry, what's it called in Japanese?
Jenny wa Gotijin Naname.
Yeah. This one is massive in Japan. It's been covered a lot of times by a lot of groups since then. Tell us about this compilation, Rachel.
It says it's a fascinating journey through Tokyo's cutting-edge 80s sound with the music of cult Japanese label Nippon Columbia and its sought-after imprint Better Days.
That's correct.
And it is selected by London-based radio DJ and collector Nick Luscombe.
There you go.
It's got some Ryuichi Sakamoto on it, Shego Sekito, Mariah, Jun Fukamachi,
yep.
Yumi Murata, Juicy Fruits, and a few others as well.
Has it got Kasuma Watanabe? I think it does.
Yes. Yes, it does, with a track called Tokyo Joe.
Okay. You dig this, Ted?
Yeah, it's great. I'm into it.
This makes me want to catch a train, you know? An underground, a fast, clean train.
This reminds me of when the future was really great and not what it is now.
Grim.
And you think that sounds negative, you should hear what Tess had to say about the Mona Lisa. Anyway.
So it's got 2 LP.
Yep. So this is like you said, it's selected from the Nippon Columbia vaults by Nick Luscombe. He was given access to everything. And it's a really sort of bright up collection of not the kind of electronics we usually hear on From the Crate that have come out of Japan from the past.
Oh, yep.
Where it became sort of a techno-pop type.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not so much city pop. It's got a bit more... I don't know what the word is. I want to say pizzazz, but that's really not the word. It's just the word that's stuck in my head.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Oh, like this little guitar exit. Just a quick shred before the track finishes. There we go. That is Juicy Fruits with Jenny Gets Angry. That sounds great. I am a fan of that. I'm sure the rest of the comp sounds just as good.
Yeah, all four sides of it are pretty much... They maintain the same sort of level. There's one or two on there that I wouldn't recommend as being my favourites, but I'm not even going to tell you which ones those are. Oh, the Akira Sakata thing on here is nuts.
Oh, that sounds awesome. All right, this one is a throwback for me.
A throwback for you, probably a throwback for other people who might have been in London 2 years ago. This is this comes out worldwide tomorrow. It is from the Royal Albert Hall. Who is it? I'm going back. Oh yeah. To 505.
It's the Arctic Monkeys. It's the sound of me as a 14-year-old is what it is.
This was my when I had my huge Arctic Monkeys phase as a teenager. This was my favourite song.
505? Mm.
My friend has this tattooed.
Wow.
From when she was 15. You can hear the whole hall singing.
Oh, yeah. So you know about the show that they did?
I remember seeing it online, but I didn't really clock what was happening.
Well, this was just prior to that to their last album coming out. But what they did was they decided to do a Royal Albert Hall show, and all the money would go to War Child, which is you know what that charity is?
Yeah.
Okay, so and here we are, like a year and a half, 2 years later, So what do they want to do? They want to put it out, and you think they're going to claw some of that money back. No, all the proceeds from this are going to War Child as well.
That's awesome. Cool. That's really awesome.
So is this a record from the entire concert?
It's the whole show, yeah.
It's the whole show, yeah.
Two LPs.
Two LPs.
Mm-hmm.
There is a certain point in a party, I feel like a lot of people will relate to this, a lot of people who also had the 14-year-old Arctic Monkeys phase, where at a certain point in the night someone puts on the Arctic Monkeys and that's just like a turn in the evening, and then everything kind of devolves from there, I feel.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Someone text in, support me on this. You know what I'm talking about.
I'm far too old to understand that, but okay. This is a good one.
This
right?
is really good, yeah.
What was this from? Favourite Worst Nightmare?
I think so, yeah. Lying on your side. I remember getting into the Arctic Monkeys before I got into John Cooper Clarke, and then getting into John Cooper Clarke and then being like, ah, oh, this is where they listened before they got into their stuff.
It's quite nice to have a live record.
Yeah,
especially
I'm
moment.
A big fan of live records.
Yeah.
Totally.
At the moment, you mean like not being able to go and see stuff?
Well,
or?
I mean, we can go and see stuff here, we're lucky, but I think, you know.
But you can't go see the Arctic Monkeys because they can't come here, can they?
Well, no, but like, I don't know, it's still, I feel like there's a certain appreciation for live gigs that has become stronger this year.
Yes. Why was this your favourite song?
I don't know. I mean, that's like asking, why do you like dark chocolate, you know?
Oh, I could go on for a long time now.
We've had a question about the last record we played, Troy. What was the Mariah song?
Ah, the Mariah song on here is Shinzo no Tobira.
There you go. So this whole record is out tomorrow, worldwide?
Yes.
Who's pressed it?
I don't know who's pressed it.
Okay.
I'm not even sure if we're getting the European or the American version of it. Nonetheless,
it'll be good.
It's a double LP. There's a clear vinyl one, there's a black vinyl one, and there is a compact disc format for those who like cars.
Excellent stuff.
It's just called Live at the Royal Albert Hall by the Arctic Monkeys.
Nice. Keeping it straightforward.
Yeah. When it's the Royal Albert Hall, you want to have the venue name and the
yeah,
title
I was
of your record,
say,
don't you?
That's, I think, how you know. If you're a British band and you get to have a big special at the Royal Albert Hall, you've really cracked it, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You should ask me and Jeffrey one time about the Style Council at the Royal Albert Hall. But let's move on.
Oh, I will, though. That sounds awesome. So those are all out tomorrow, all on the shelves?
All on the shelves tomorrow. What's Tokyo Dreaming out on there today? But nonetheless, Currangbin, Late Night Tales and Arctic Monkeys are on the shelves. Worldwide tomorrow, Nick Luscombe presents Tokyo Dreaming on the We Want Sounds label. Might be on the shelves today. But if you went in tomorrow, you'd be able to see it then as well.
Exactly. Or you could just pop in both days, you know. Sort all your Christmas presents out in one go. Why not?
For me?
For you.
Thank you.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, Troy.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.